In today's podcast, we will be talking about industrialization and pollution throughout the 1820s and the 1850s. In this era, industrialization was a big deal due to the creation of factories promoting the economy of America and wanting to produce goods way more faster. Farmers, which were in the rural area, mostly got around because of agriculture and irrigation, and they feel as though they promoted their land through like selling fruits and vegetables or selling cotton and sugar or whether it was tobacco, which that's how they got their money and profit. However, the Industrial Revolution came about and it was offering many jobs, and it was basically a really big deal, which the big deal really took a big toll on a lot of issues, because with the industry growing so large, many immigrants were willing to move to the urban areas and there was not enough room. And this took a big toll on pollution, because as the factories were creating what you call like profits and stuff to ship and make, make, like if they were shipping to other countries or stuff like that to make a good profit and make it really fast. And another thing is that most of the factories promoted or created transportation for goods to be transported throughout what was then the U.S. or whether it was to the South, or just like it created the railroad. And then Robert Fulton designed the first commercially successful steamboat, which it was able to transport people across ports, and it was transporting goods from one place to another. And then Eli Whitney was the inventor of cotton, which it helped, or the negative / positive toll was that it needed more slaves to help out with the machine. However, it did create cotton really fast. However, these were taking a large toll on pollution, like all the way, because as the factories were building and creating stuff, the pollution was getting out into the air and just horrible conditions with the smoke and all with the work that had to be put into factories. It just took a huge toll. And then on top of that, as the towns grew bigger, they were becoming more smaller, like the buildings and stuff, because they had to make sure everyone had a home. And the thing is, the homes always weren't the best, because most of them had poor plumbing, most of them had no lights, very little space. It could be like 5 people staying in a 1-bedroom house. It was horrible. And it just made everything look horrible. And this can relate back to the Hudson River School, because their art basically represented what everything looked like without the pollution. It was the beautiful side and the positive side of society. Because in most of their art, such as Thomas Cole, James Auburn, they were all inspired by nature and painted landscapes, which, as you can say, it's not as bad. As basically, it's showing the positive side of things. What up north would look like if it did not have as much pollution, if everything was organized and okay. And this is how industrialization took a big, huge toll on pollution and how it affected the North in a very big way in urbanization throughout the 1820s and 1850s. I hope you like this podcast. Thank you for reading or listening. Thank you.